Three. I would like to sponsor.
I would like to sponsor.
Take it away.
29 minutes on the timer.
You're good.
How does
you're
that iCarly like, song go?
Live life, breathe air. I know somehow we're gonna get there and be so wonderful.
Okay, vocals.
Let's do this.
I want to scream.
Are you nervous? Because all of a sudden I'm fucking
now,
nervous.
Yeah,
all of a sudden I'm scared.
All right. Okay. Okay, get on. Your fingers in position.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Oh. Not the splash. Okay. Hey, welcome.
That was a big splash.
Sorry, Rose. I feel like that was successful. Oh, it's fine. Sorry, my dogs can lick it up later.
We're going to get drunkies.
Okay. Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
This is official.
Bree, I'm going to let you lead the conversation real quick.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode.
First episode.
Welcome to our first episode of Sorry We're Drunk.
Sorry. First sip.
Okay. We were drunk like 5 minutes ago.
We're actually drunk, so it's very soothing.
We're getting over the first initial drunkenness.
Literally. Now we're part two.
Okay. We're literally at bottomless mimosas.
I just
want to
introduce... Yes, bottomless mimosas. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about this drink. So how do we do this?
Okay, so the plan for the podcast is we're going to just sit here and talk and then also review a seltzer. Okay.
Every episode, we want to review a different seltzer. Yes, seltzer.
Or a drink.
Or a drink. Any type of liquor. Nothing
we don't
but
like
beer.
Do you like beer?
No.
Okay,
we don't like beer.
We don't like beer. I'm like, we don't like beer. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Unless it's like fruity as fuck where you can't taste the beer.
I can't.
We don't really like beer.
Yeah.
Or micheladas.
Oh, yeah. Like, if it's like... Yeah. Mm-hmm. There has to be a lot of mixtures going on there.
But like an IPA.
Okay. So, today, point being, we got our hands on Sprinter, which is Kylie Jenner's brand spanking new vodka soda seltzer.
Yeah. Dude, it was a mission to get this, first of all. We fucking got it. Okay, so I have the lime flavor.
Grapefruit.
Black cherry.
And at the end of this, you know, video, we're going to go ahead and, like, put our honest, like, opinion. We're going to rate, one, the taste. I think, one, also, like, the presentation of it all. And then just rate the overall, like, maybe price.
Did we get lit or something?
Yeah.
The litness of it?
The litness of it. Yeah, an overall rating. We'll call it the litness meter. The litness meter. We're just going off right here.
We're winging it.
We're gonna figure it out.
Not me burping already.
That means the seltzer is seltzy.
It's doing what it needs to do. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But first impressions. Let me take a moment.
Yeah,
honestly,
I was like, wait, let me.
Honestly,
check it out.
I was just sipping. I mean, the nerves are in.
Based on this one, I so far like. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. No, it's, like, easy to drink.
No, that. Very much so.
Very
you know,
easy
there's
to
some,
drink.
Like, seltzers where it's, like...
It doesn't have a...
This is... Yeah.
I will say it doesn't have a, like, of a seltzer. It's like, a
which
flat
I
one.
Which I like.
And it's
I
not
like.
Heavy. It's light.
It's light.
It's not too sweet.
The flavor?
Yeah. Flavor so far, pretty
I
good.
I like the flavor.
Yeah, it's good.
Vodka soda. Okay. I didn't know it was vodka. Premium vodka.
Seltzers, right?
Real fruit juice. They're sparkling water.
Vodka?
It doesn't say most of the time.
Really?
It'll just say,
wait,
like...
this is so cute.
What's it say?
Obviously no added sugar.
Yeah.
I love that.
Obviously. Sprint to the good times. Okay, cute.
Should we start off just talking about this morning? Because, like... Or wait, how do we do this? Fuck.
Sure, we can talk about this morning.
Yeah, okay.
It was raining. It was fucking pouring this morning.
Wait, first...
What?
We didn't say our names.
Oh, hi!
They don't know who we are.
Oh, we don't know what we're doing.
Okay. Let's just start all over. Come
okay,
on,
yeah. Actually, we should follow our plan.
The one we wrote down. They forgot the notes.
I wrote nothing
introductions.
Down, so that.
Introductions. Okay.
Introductions. Yes. Okay. I'm. Or you do that.
Maybe we were like, let's wing it, but now when it's time to wing it, we're like, wait. Okay. Do you want me to introduce you or me?
You introduce.
You're Bree.
She's Cindy. You can introduce me.
She's Rosie. Love that.
Wait, but the audio listeners are going to be so confused.
Okay, I'm Rosie.
Cindy.
Baby Bree 23.
I'm Baby Bree 23.
In the house.
In the house.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, so that's the introduction.
And this is so sorry.
That was like and a very awesome introduction. And this is sorry we're
drunk. Sorry we are drunk. It's a hot mess right now, but honestly, just give us a moment, okay?
Point and blank, we are drunk.
It's a moment. Wait. It's going to take us a while to get the hang of this.
I also just feel so weird because there's people here that are just...
There's a whole...
Like, all of a sudden, I'm so shy.
I'm going to record, like, the background, like, what we're seeing right now. And it's a lot of pressure, okay? Like, we have a whole audience. Say hi, guys. Say hi. Say hi.
It feels weird.
You have the burrito guy in the back.
They're chilling, and we're like, wow, they're putting so much pressure on us.
I had to put the pressure on them for a second.
Why did Ruben Dennis look shy?
he went in a hermit crab. Okay.
That was awesome. Love that.
Amazing. Okay, so the plan for today is to talk about
basics, honestly.
Each other, how we met, how we know each other, our relations to each other.
Yeah.
AKA just like an intro.
AKA welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. Get to know us a little bit. Why we did this.
Yeah. All those, our inspiration.
Yeah. Okay. So let me look at my notes so we could get some kind of organization.
I could start by saying wait, Bree, how long have you been with Ruben?
9 years.
So I've known Bree for about 9 years.
Literally.
That's quite a while. 9 years.
She is my sister-in-law.
Straight up.
Straight up.
And also best friend.
And best friend. Yeah, she's my best friend, and I just love her so much. And Cindy's also a fucking sister-in-law.
So yes, my two sister-in-laws are here.
Love that.
Both in like... not a direct way.
I don't have a ring,
yes,
though.
No, yeah, not direct way.
I said, neither does this bitch. She's like, where's the ring? You guys both don't have one. It's fine.
I got a Thomas one.
Damn.
But it's okay.
Cindy don't even got a promise one.
I just have a whole baby.
She got a baby.
It's even better.
Okay, we're going to get into it because that alone is a whole story in itself. We're excited to get started.
Okay. So, how did I meet Bree? I met Bree because she is in a relationship with my nephew, who is also my little brother.
That's not confusing at all. Let's explain that for a second, because
it's not confusing
Ruben
at all.
Was like, oh, you know, I have a sister named Rosie. You know, she's whatever. She's this, like, she's older than me, whatever. I'm like, okay. And then someone said, I think his mom was like, oh, my sister Rosie. And I was like, wait, your mom's sister? Wait, what? Whose sister's Rosie? Like, who's Rosie's sister? So confused. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I know I said sister, but like,
but actually,
she's technically
we're not sister.
My aunt, but she's much younger than everyone else in her, like, you know, direct family. But
right.
we say, like, she's my sister.
That's yeah. Exactly what happened.
And I was just like, okay, got it.
Because, okay, now it doesn't make sense because I feel old as fuck myself. I'm 31. But, like, my older
30?
Sister.
30 and driving.
My you closest 30. Sibling is 44?
Yeah.
45? How old is your mother?
He has no idea.
Don't put me on the spot for that one. Like, she's, like, 44, 45-ish.
Yeah.
That's about the same with my brother. He's, like, 48.
There is a 14-year difference between me and my old second sibling. So when my sister had a baby, which is Ruben, I was like 9. So immediately when he was born, I'm like, he's my little brother. And we kept to that for so long. And it actually confused so many of our friends and family because we're like referring and girlfriends and boyfriends. We would just be like, this is my little brother. But then I would be like, oh, my sister's son. And they're like, wait, what?
What do you mean?
So, yeah, that's how Bree and I
your
met.
Your sister, your mother?
Like, hello?
But how, like, honestly, we've known each other for that long, but I would say when we got close, sorry, Ruben, I'm going to bring up something.
said,
I would say it was when Ruben went to the hospital. We don't have to get into that, but
yeah.
When Ruben went, what year was that? 2020, right?
The end of 2019.
No.
2019,
yeah.
So, and
it was a very emotional time, I guess.
So, end of 2019, yeah, we were emotional, and it was the first time that, like, I think we hung out with Bree without Ruben.
Yeah.
And then we just talked all night.
Literally. That was the...
And drank.
I think that was the first moment, like, I really just, like, opened up to them, like, completely. And it felt nice. It was good. It was, like, a lot holding in, you know?
We were like, where does Bree stand in our lives? yeah, so I would say that's when we got, like, pretty close.
Yes.
From then on, we just... We were able to call each other friends.
We growed for sure, yeah.
And then Cindy, and then best friend, yeah. And then Cindy comes along in 2018.
2018? 2018, okay.
I met Cindy in 2018. I think we figured that out.
Yeah.
What, do you remember what month you started?
In.
They're co-workers, by the way.
We are co-workers.
The end of January.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
January, early February, something like
that. Wasn't Cindy your boss?
Supervisor. One of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we are we kind of still are co-workers, but that's my part-time job.
Shit, Rosie, like, randomly pops up, and I'm like, you're here?
I know, we, like, have no idea when we'll see each other at work.
Yeah, but we definitely did meet at work.
We met at work, and now she's with my husband's brother. Different story. But before that, what I can say about Cindy is I met Cindy and then like 2 months into me getting to know her, I came home and I told Edu, I want Cindy to be my new best friend.
Yes, I do remember this.
Yeah, I don't know why, but like after hearing you talk about like going out and stuff, I was like, I feel like.
We would vibe
so hard.
We
can really vibe if we get to know each other better.
I do remember this conversation.
I really was about that life.
Yeah.
I visually remember this. I didn't know who we were, but I remember her mentioning, she's like, she just seems so cool. Like, I think we would vibe. Like, I just needed to get her out of the workspace.
I've never actually done that before either. Like, not know someone and be like, this is my new friend. I think I like her a lot. But yeah, I went home and I was telling Nathan, I'm like, babe, I have a new best friend, but she doesn't know it yet.
Yes, that's what it was.
I literally didn't say that.
I think we low-key went into that, huh, during the cabin trip.
Yeah,
we're like, this conversation can't leave here, though.
Yeah, but now we left it.
It's fine. It's,
and now we're here making a podcast.
Wait, did you work 3 to 11? Or
Sometimes. I worked all the shifts.
Okay. Because I was like,
I think it was during 3 to 11 shifts that we would talk more. Because we could just be more open and there was like no one around.
I for sure remember Tammy and I used to be scared of her. And then it was
everyone is
Stacy and I was like, she's super open. Too open. But we love that.
Total opposite.
That's literally the first impressions of, like, that's everyone's first impressions of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tammy, scary. Stacy, a little too open. But it's fine. We love her.
We love her.
Yeah. And then I was like, I remember you for sure. But I'm like, I don't remember if you were 3 to 11 because I was mostly... 3 to 11.
So you did not go home and say Rosie's my new best friend?
No, I didn't.
We're being honest here, guys. We have to.
No, I definitely like do contribute like my comfort level there increasing to you and Stacy though, because like going in it was like
definitely you and Stacy hit it off first.
Scary. Well, because she was just very forthcoming,
like,
very
I think
like
you guys hang out.
Like
way
you're obviously very cool. Like we have a conversation, but she's just
you
like
have to work into that comfort level with, you,
especially at work.
Yeah, of course.
Like
it's hard.
Like Stacy, straight up day one is already telling you like about her whole life, and you're just like, oh yeah, cool, you're awesome. You know, it's just like right.
No, but, yeah, it definitely takes me a while to start opening up a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just remember like we started talking about raves and I was like, she's a raver. I like ravers.
Yeah.
We would rave together. We could rave together.
Yeah.
And then with Cindy, I think the first time we went out was when we went to Calaveras.
Was that the first
time?
Was
it?
I wish I can remember.
I feel like if that's the case, that was like the first time I met you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. Really? I remember that.
That might have been the first time.
What?
That's funny. I feel like that sounds off, though.
Probably not. I don't know.
Because then, like, we went back to your place after, and I feel like that's such a big jump.
Yeah. That's like a maybe day two type of thing.
I think we went back to my place twice.
I just vividly remembering that one time.
My mom got very mad.
Yeah,
at me.
Your mom was like, "Why are you here?"
Get the my fuck mom out made of my up house. Rumors about me. You're like, Cindy was like,
Cindy was so scared.
Like, can we go?
It's fine.
My mom made up rumors about me that night. My mom said she told my Nina that she saw me hitting the bong, which I would never do.
Lies!
I was like, lies!
No! Wait, are you sure you weren't the one twerking against the wall upside down with that bong?
There was a bong.
Ruben!
There was a bong in question. Ruben was smoking from the bong. My mom told my Nina, like, why would she tell my Nina that? My Nina sees me as innocent. I am innocent, first of all. I am innocent, but I remember my Nina told me, like, in, like, what do you say it? Like, how do you say it? Just in confidence. She's like, okay, concerned. Look, this is what your mom told me. She told me that she walked in and you were hitting the bong. And I was like, what?
She'd be like, yes, I was.
Like, Nina, if I was hitting the bong, I would admit it, but I was not.
I don't smoke weed. That's not what I do.
I don't do that.
Anymore.
But my mom was so mad. What's that? Okay, yeah, that is questionable now, because I feel like that probably wasn't the first time.
Something doesn't seem right about that, yeah.
It was one of the first times.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, I feel like we hung out outside of work before we met, because I know that Calaveras dinner was when I first met Bree, for sure.
Okay, so the Calaveras event was Tammy's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that I feel like we must have hung out before that.
Okay, the bar that we went to in Pasadena, was that before or after? The one, I think Melissa was at that one.
Mm-hmm. That might have been before. I feel like we've...
Maybe that was the first time we hung out.
It's just COVID fucked up my memory, so...
The Calaveras event happened during COVID, because remember when they were telling us we had to sit apart?
What?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm mixing up two different... Calaveras events.
No, that wasn't during COVID.
I mean, if
times.
I really want to, I could check on my phone, like, and look at pictures.
Yeah,
should I fact check myself?
Yeah, oh, because we were all straight up after in the parking lot, like.
Yeah, like we were twerking in the parking lot.
This is how I met.
This is how I met
Cindy. Me, Ruben, of course, always fucking DDs.
Yeah.
We went driving to Calaveras to go pick up his mother and his sister. And everyone else. And we drive up, and they're cheering. They're cheering us on. I'm like, Cavs here! And they're like, woo! I'm like, oh, they're litty. I don't know anybody here. I just know his mother and, Rosie. But I loved them all instantly. All of them were a vibe. We're playing music. Everyone was twerking.
Was twerking in the parking lot.
It went from twerking to fucking breakdancing to fucking shuffling.
There was weed smoking and we don't even smoke weed.
There was weed smoking. There was peeing on the side of the car. There was so much going on.
Not the peeing on the side of the car. That happens every time I go drinking.
There was so much going
on. Why did I think of one name and I was like, I will not say it.
What do you mean? Say it off the mic.
I don't want to.
Well, I'll bleep it.
She usually does that type of shit.
She was there.
I know, but she wasn't the one that.
Oh no! It was probably me. I always pop a squat.
No, it was.
Oh.
I'm like, it was probably me.
It was, you, of course, but.
Oh.
She did too.
Really?
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Yeah. And then me and Ruben and Tammy wanted to play a little joke on all everybody, so. We all got in the car and ran away to go to fucking Jack in the Box.
I remember that.
They literally were like, what?
Where did
and then went on with their fucking show. We were not phased. Give a fuck.
We were not phased. I'm trying to fact check.
No, there's
that,
the moments of like concern, like where did they go? They were coming to pick people like, up and these people are still here.
But also someone gifted Tammy a bottle. of Jack.
That was freaking Stacy.
And
it?
I do believe we killed that bottle that night.
Oh, oh right.
Yeah.
I did not drink that night.
I was like,
guys.
I know nothing about this.
I feel like this was definitely Stacy, right? They gave the bottle to Tammy?
That I don't remember, but I do know that we started taking. Someone gave her a bottle and like shot glasses, and we just. We took advantage of all of that in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then back at my house, which is where I got in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah,
but should we talk about first, like...
Impressions,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
You can talk about your first impression of us.
Okay.
First.
All right.
I'm still trying to fact check the dates over here.
Let me start with Rosie really quick.
Yeah, do that.
The first time I met Rosie was when I was... In 2015, when I was like, what, 12, 13? 13?
13? That makes me feel old as shit. 13.
I was 13 years old. I was meeting.
13 years old? Oh my God. Okay.
14? 13?
What is age?
Could someone do the math? I am 23 years old and it's 2024. How old was I in 2015?
24 minus
13?
Nine. I didn't do the math right.
Wait a minute.
I don't think I did the math right.
If it's 2024, how old was I? I was asking that story. Never mind.
Forget it. You were like 14.
I was like 14. Okay. I was going to meet. I had already met Ruben's mother in a very tragic way. We'll talk about that in another story.
I'm intrigued.
Wait, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Cliffhanger.
Ruben is
cringing over here.
So bad. Marlinda, she would. She
Wait,
would.
She walked in on you guys or something?
No.
I hope not at 14.
Okay, maybe not that bad.
Okay, hold on.
But
I was gonna ask you a question, but I forgot it. So go on.
It took that long. I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, hold on. Never mind.
Instantly forgot.
Okay, so this time around, I was gonna meet his sister, her sister's boyfriend at the time, and his father.
How many years were we together?
Boyfriend. And then I have been together for 11 years.
Ruben's yes. father.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Ruben's father and his little brother, which was like a month old at that time. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. And who else? No, that's it.
That was it. Yeah.
We're going to go bowling. We're going to meet up at the bowling alley. I was terrified. There was no reason to be scared of Rosie, but I was terrified of Rosie.
No, you should have been scared of me. I'm just kidding.
Well, I was, bitch.
Well, good.
I was scared. I was so scared. Like, I feel like Ruben, like, he didn't have to deal with much other than my father. Which, like, I have no siblings to be like, you know, like... No.
Come meet the whole family.
Yeah.
You have a very small family.
Yeah, I have a very small family. You know, the worst one is my mother, you know?
Your mother's great.
Your mother's great. But, yeah, it was intimidating. And I was like, I suck at bowling. I'm going to have the worst anxiety ever to be in front of people bowling. And it was the anxiety.
Wait, pause. I don't even remember how the bowling actually went. Did we bowl?
Yeah, we bowled.
I don't remember bowling. I remember playing in the arcade.
We bowled because I had anxiety every time I went up. I was like,
oh, but I get anxiety bowling too because I fucking suck as well.
So it was a terrible.
Okay, so you were just very anxious.
Yeah, very anxious. You know, we get there, and I think we get there before Rosie does. Rosie and Eddie.
This is actually great because I've never heard you say this.
Yes,
so it's kind of cool. Okay, go.
So, we go in, dude, my heart's like, I already met the dad because they picked me up. I met the dad, he was cool, whatever, Ray Ray's adorable, I love him. Already met his mom. Couldn't get any worse.
I don't know what you mean by that, but I would love to find out.
We could go back.
How do I not know that? Okay, go on.
And then, we walk in, we're cool, and I'm like, dude, like, I'm scared to meet the sister, like, she's gonna come in anytime soon, and then, like, oh, Rosie's here, I'm like, okay, like, anxious.
Big bad Rosie coming down, no, just kidding.
And, okay, when you first meet Rosie, I feel like this is still now, like, this is still, like, a thing with, like, new people.
Okay.
It takes a while for her to warm up. She will just...
you, and I wasn't drunk.
Yes, it'll take it took a moment for you to warm up. So when you kind of okay, when
she first came, tell me how you really feel.
Just tell it. She just came in. You know, she was just like, "Oh hi," like, and then just moved on, and like it was just like I don't know, like. Quiet, but like I'm like, oh my gosh, she's judging me. Like I just found like
I sure the fuck was.
Like, oh, you're here.
No,
I just felt like she was judging me, and it was so scary. But like I just didn't know. I didn't know her vibes. I didn't know what kind of person she was. I was just like terrified, and the whole time I just felt like she was just judging me. So I was just like this the whole time.
I was judging you,
and I was not right.
In a bad way. No, because okay. My side of the story. No, like, I mean, you're my little brother's girlfriend. Yes, it's the first girlfriend we ever met.
We're at 30 minutes. Oh.
Already?
Oh, wow. Okay. Not
bad. Wow, that's what? Amazing. We just killed 29 minutes. What the fuck? Or 26 minutes.
That's crazy.
Something like that. Okay. So, yeah. So, I remember, what I remember of that story is... we're going to meet Ruben's girlfriend today. And I was like, well, first of all, I was still accepting the fact that Ruben had a girlfriend.
Yeah. No. Okay.
So it was a big deal for me. Yeah. I was like, damn, this is crazy. I'm about to meet Ruben's girlfriend. Like, it was a big deal for me too. And I was nervous. I was nervous for myself. And I was also nervous for you because I knew that it had to be like scary.
Yeah. Terrifying.
In my head, I was like, she's probably fucking scared. Cause I know yeah. How it is meeting family.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just remember telling Nether like, oh my God, I don't want to like come off too strong. Like I don't want her to be nervous, but I'm also nervous and I'm also going to judge her.
Wait, how old were you?
How old was I?
Mm-hmm.
I was probably like 21.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Like 21.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so I do remember, like, I knew nothing about you besides your name. So when I first saw her, I was like, okay, she's cute. And then, yeah, you just seemed very nervous. And so because of that, because you seemed so nervous, I was like, I'm not going to fucking make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I said hi to you, and then I did. I was like, let's. Just move on with their lives. Let's play these arcade games. We were waiting, I think, for our bowling alley.
Yeah.
So that's why I went on with my life because I was like, yeah. I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nerve-wracking experience, no matter what.
That was my reasoning for being
and thus made her uncomfortable.
Right, I was like trying to make you not feel uncomfortable, but apparently that made you feel uncomfortable.
I mean, I think no matter what, it would have. Yeah. It's an uncomfortable experience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was just no matter what. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ruben was nervous as fuck, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was nervous as fuck for Ruben, too. That was just, like, it was so weird to me, because Ruben never told us about girlfriends or anything like that before that, so. Yeah.
You didn't even know he liked girls, huh?
I was like, you're not gay? No. Okay, let's pause.
You're not gay?
And then we can start again.
You're not gay.
I'm going to finish my thought.
Love that.
You're not gay? I was gonna say, it's crazy to think, like, okay, of course, during the time, I thought, like, I was grown to have a boyfriend, you know, like, it's just, you know, I have a boyfriend, but honestly, when I look back at it, like, I was young. Yeah. I was very much
that's
young.
Usually how it works,
and
yeah.
I, like, look back at, you know, kids my age, and I'm like, you're too young to have a boyfriend. Right. What the fuck? So, I understand, like, it's crazy. Like,
yeah, why I was judging.
Yes,
you.
Yes, I understand.
So
why.
You were judging.
No, yeah, I was. That's what I said.
Fuck!
That's what I said. I was like, yeah, I was judging her, but not in a bad way. Obviously, I'm gonna judge her. She's dating my little brother.
Yeah, I get it.
But like, I mean, there was nothing to judge.
Thanks.
There was nothing to judge. She was just nervous, and then I got nervous for you. You were shy, and I got shy. I'm also shy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think I confused her shyness for, like, standoffish. But I think we were just both, like...
It's so funny. This is a little bit off topic. Sorry, Carlos. But he's like, you gotta stay on topic. Like, in comparison, I'm thinking about the first time I met Ellie's sister.
Oh.
Lily.
Uh-huh.
I remember I was nervous too, right? Mm-hmm. Not like I was just like, oh my god, I'm meeting his sister. She was so, you know how Lily is. She's yes. so like there, right? So she's like, "Hi, it's so nice to meet you." And I was just like, because I'm shy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm shy, and she was just so like there.
Yeah.
And she was like, "I've heard so much about you." I'm like, "You have?
What have you heard?"
And I don't know what to say. Yeah. So yeah, it's scary, no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what.
Even if you're not 14, because I was not 14, I was 20.
Yeah.
So yeah. No matter I get it.
My first impression of Cindy.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun,
dun, dun. Well, I first met you at Calaveras parking lot.
Correct.
While right there, I didn't really get to know you. I just knew you were a fun time. You were a great time. You were crazy.
We all
which
were.
I liked. But I think the first time like I really got to know you was the cabin trip.
I think that's when we all got to know.
The infamous cabin trip
that started it all.
The rest is history. The rest is cabin history, trip.
Yeah. That cabin trip always comes up.
We got Liddy. We're reviving. We were opening up like no other.
It really was the first time that we all like hung out like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was the first trip we ever took together.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, I remember having the idea mm-hmm. of the trip. And yeah. I was like, man, I want to invite these girls from work. But I don't think. Like, I don't know. We hadn't done anything like that before, and I was nervous. But Cindy, I do believe, was, like, the first one to be like, yeah, let's do it. I'm down. I'm in. How much? And I was really excited because I was like, it's happening. My dreams are coming true.
She's going to be my best friend.
She's going to be my new best friend. We're not best friends. I'm just kidding.
We're the bestest.
No, but I do remember, like, thinking, like, okay, cool. She's down.
Yeah.
But yeah, continue.
We just were vibing. We were just like opening up, like heartfelt conversations, like crazy conversations.
We got lit.
Litty as fuck. This girl almost died going down a fucking hill.
Going down a hill that didn't exist.
I know. I think it did exist.
It did.
I thought
I was told to just stand up.
No.
Okay.
If we let you go, Cindy, you would have been dead. Dead. Dead.
I can't even speak on this because I blacked out way before any of that happened. Yeah, so I don't even remember it.
Am I remembering the wrong thing? But
okay. I think there was, to my memory, the next day I heard that at one point you could just stand up.
Yes, that was one section.
Everyone was like, just stand up and you're saved. But at another point, you were trying to sled down a hill.
Like,
and that Carlos hill? Did save your life.
That hill?
Yeah, went should just straight let me, down. Like, find out what was up.
So, just to touch on the infamous cabin trip.
Today.
Cindy, would you like to talk about the infamous cabin trip in your eyes?
No.
We could save that for a whole other
because we just keep referring to it, so like we should at least mention what happened there. Okay. Besides us getting lit,
I mean, I feel like there was a lot that happened. Like, how much do we want to go into what happened?
I mean, did you or did you not meet your baby daddy?
Oh yeah, I did.
A lot happened. We got closer. She met her baby daddy.
She immediately knew she was in love.
Yeah.
Listen, that was that fucking alcohol. Yeah. I swear, because I'm not like that. I'm very, like, shy. But that fucking board game you brought on had us all litty.
All I remember is...
It was like a fucking Monopoly version. Yes, there you go.
All I remember
But that was already once I was fucking lit.
All I remember...
I don't even remember it.
I want to go on a walk. Does anyone else want to go on a walk with me?
All I remember is Cindy asking and the saying like, "I want to go for a walk." Does Carlos, you want to go for a walk?
And Carlos did not want to go for a walk.
No, I think he did. Okay. Okay, for me, I don't remember any of that because I was blacked out way before any of that happened.
I don't remember much of it either.
But the next day, when I was hearing bits and pieces of people talking about it, like Martin, the next day was like, "Oh, fucking Cindy wanted to go on a walk and whatever."
That's how I knew I wanted to go on a walk because Martin first thing was like, "Oh, you want to go on a walk?"
Oh yeah, fucking Martin. Yeah, I don't remember any of it either. It's 10/23, by the way.
March 23rd, 10/23.
That's 1/23. Okay. But then I remember Edu telling me, like, on the side. He's like, because I'm like, what happened? I don't remember any of this. He's like, yeah, Cindy just kept saying she wanted to go for a walk. And fucking, she was saying that she wanted Carlos to take her for a walk. And I was like, for real? He's like, and Carlos was fucking down, too. Like, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with them. And I was like, oh, okay.
They're vibing
right now. Let them go for their little walk. I mean, we don't have to get into it.
But did we go on a walk?
I have no idea because I was blacked out. I was blacked out, so I couldn't tell you yes or no.
I remember you guys walking out, and then that's when the issue happened.
You guys went downhill.
Yeah, that's what happened.
They went for a walk in a sled. No,
that basically happened. And then you almost died and almost happened. And all of us were
wait,
like, oh
no,
God.
Wait. That me trying to jump off a cliff or whatever, wasn't that the first?
That was the first night.
Right? No, I don't think that's how it worked.
A little bit later.
That came a little bit after, yeah.
Remember, they can't hear him, so right, whatever so we weird. Talk about, yeah.
Oh.
We have to fill in the gaps.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep up, but it's kind of hard.
No, yeah. Oh, I caught
okay,
that.
Okay, too, okay. I see.
Look at my baby. He looks so cute. So yeah, that is when I would say we got like much closer.
The cabin trip. Right.
And then from then on, like, we were just down to get drunk a lot and go out a lot. And okay. Yeah. Moving on. How did the podcast come about?
Wait.
What? Did I skip something?
Yeah. Cindy needs to tell her, I'm like, hot. Her perspective.
Oh, first yeah. Sorry.
I feel like it's very brief because I'm,
it's
like,
fine.
Very
no,
short.
No, it's fine. Tell us.
First impressions. So, I guess regarding Rosie.
She has bad
I met
memory
her first.
As well.
Oh, no, yeah, very much so. Like, okay. My two rounds of COVID and then pregnancy brain. Yeah. No, but we can't say the workplace because workplace. But
just
anyway.
Say workplace.
You can say workplace. It's fine.
At the workplace, yeah. I was going to, like, low-key say the name of it, and then I was
don't do that.
Yeah. But, no, yeah, we met at work, and I feel like in the beginning, just because it was a work environment, a lot was overwhelming. But I do remember, like, very clear that, like, I touched on it at the beginning that, like, obviously you and Stacey kind of really helped me adjust into the workplace because where we work – there's a lot of people that we have to look after, like, a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I would ask a lot of questions, and I just remember that I was very, like, it felt comfortable, like, being able to ask you questions and not being, like, or thinking, like, oh, she thinks I'm stupid. So,
no,
just, like, just very calming, like, very, like, chill vibes, like, straight off, which was cool. And then as I got to know her, I was like, oh, she's
cool. She's the party girl.
She's chill. She drinks. So it was like, you know, like we, yeah, like it worked out, which is cool. And then when I met Bree, which was at that guy that was parking, I was definitely pretty lit.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say that's, like, a fair first impression. I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
her to, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
if that's the actual first time you guys met, I would say that's not a fair day to judge her.
Yeah,
I was just too, like, lit. I was lit, but I remember I'm like, oh, like, she's chill because, like, straight up, like, pulled up, like, to a crowd of a few drunk.
Late. That was when I was first driving too. Like, I was, like, scared to drive you guys home.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was chill because you just seemed, like, super awesome, like, very, like.
She wasn't judging us.
Oh, never.
Yeah, that's why. But I was just,
I,
like, damn.
To be on your level.
Like, you know, like, oh, yeah. No, but I mean, I don't know. I'm just chill.
How about the cabin?
The cabin, I think, is where for sure everything, like, culminated. And, like, that was, like, set everything into motion. Because, like, we spent, like, was it, like, three? Well, it was the set days we were supposed to be there, but then we got, like, snowed in. So, like, we were forced to spend more time with each other.
Yeah.
And it just, like, it
was the best.
Yeah, it was just made everything, like, so much better,
to be
honest.
It was really a great time. That cabin
really
was actually iconic.
Yeah. I don't know if I took that many pictures. I have a few pictures, actually.
The snow was just so beautiful. Like, I think that was the first time I, like, seen, like, like quite on the set. I'm just kidding.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. That was like the first time I seen like snow fall like that. Like it was just so
no,
soft
we were freaking the fuck out because it was actually snow.
Bro, so even beautiful. Us getting up there was rough because we couldn't make it up that fucking hill. Actually, that was literally
the first time.
As soon as my baby daddy made it down that cliff, I was like, "That's the one."
He got your car up there before you even met each other.
I remember. I was like, "Oh shit, he's cute."
Yeah, that trip was definitely. Yeah, I'm out too.
Maybe I'm almost
should,
there.
We should refill our drinks. You can get us drinks.
Okay.
You got this.
What are we doing here?
Whatever comes up.
I'll try the black cherry because yeah, that one came to me.
Can I have a sip of your black cherry? I want to see how it tastes. I love black cherry.
You want me to open it right now?
Or, yeah, wait.
Oh, you want the black cherry?
No, I just want the taste. I like black cherry.
You got the peach. I think just the pomegranate.
Oh, what's your pomegranate?
It sounds crispy.
Oh, it's grapefruit. It's grapefruit.
Oh, why did I say pomegranate?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm not trying to...
No, that's good.
I'm not trying to spoil the end, but, like, these are kind of good.
No, that's good.
I for sure do prefer the...
Grapefruit.
So far?
Grapefruit, yeah.
Really? I like grapefruit
I'm
flavor.
I'm a grapefruit.
I'm going to try a grapefruit right now. I never tried actual grapefruit.
Oh, look at my baby bear. Okay, sorry.
Is Bear Bear on in the camera shot?
Nah, there's no way.
What are you here, sweetie?
But.
Is that your only impression of us?
But. I don't know.
I just can't believe you never thought, like, wow, this should be my new best friend. Because I definitely thought that.
No, to be quite honest, I feel like we would have definitely been like best friends if we would have met earlier in life.
Right.
I think by the time
she already had a best friend.
Even that, dude. It's just that like by the time that cabin trip, which like culminated like, oh shit, like we really vibe with each other.
You had a best friend.
Not even that, bro. Soon after I got pregnant. So it was like,
I mean, not that soon.
I feel like it came pretty fast, though.
Let me see.
That was in February.
That was February, and then by, like...
By the way, the guy from the cabin trip got her pregnant.
October. Spoiler alert.
It was my brother-in-law.
But within, like, what, maybe, like, 6 months or something?
I do feel like we had potential to become closer, but life, you know?
Yeah, but, we set stuff up, but it's like, because what? No, Coachella was next the day
I mean, we set stuff up, but we still did it. We were like, let's go to Coachella. And then next thing I know, this bitch is pregnant. And I was like, she's not going to want to go to Coachella. And she's like, I'm going to Coachella still. And I was like, okay, bet.
Yeah, but now that the child is here, it's like, it's
tune into the next episode.
With this podcast, we're going to all be best friends. What are you guys talking about?
I mean, I'm not saying we're not. It's just, I get what you mean. Like, yeah, it probably would have happened faster.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
It's life.
Because we definitely just vibe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sure.
The idea of the podcast came when? Yeah.
When did we start this? Honestly, it's been how many? It's been a whole year.
More than 1 year we've had this idea.
I think we had this idea like in October last year. We are now in March. Going into April. You'll see this in April.
I truly do not remember the I know that like you would always say like we should start a podcast and I was like
it's because we always have good ass stories, we're always talking and I'm like if only this was on a podcast. First of all, I've always wanted to have a podcast. I just like
we love podcasts.
I just love podcasts. I love giving advice. Like the idea of a podcast just sounds so cool. I had stuff.
She's been planning a podcast.
I've been
for
planning
years.
Podcast the idea of the podcast has always been in my head, but you know, like the addition of friends, like just like it came naturally just because our conversations were just so good.
The cherry on top was the seltzer reviews.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I would say it was COVID time too when I just all of a sudden decided I want to try every seltzer in the world and I want to review them.
Yes, yes.
And then I don't know. I just remember like you had mentioned it one time and then another time we were hanging out with Cindy and Cindy's like, you need to do a podcast. Honestly, where we review seltzers. And I was like, Okay, yeah. This is not the first time this idea has come up.
Yeah, I don't know why for some reason
over 1 year
the conversation in my head started in the cabin trip, but I could be tripping out.
I think it was because you guys were remembering your mom's house.
I remember my mom's house, but that could have been between just us, and then maybe she brought it up.
She was there. I don't know for
why was she at my mom's house. I don't remember,
but she was there because honestly, I think Cindy was the reason that this kind of launch, this idea launch.
So I feel like it happened at your mom's house a few times, but for some reason we don't recall why it was there.
You know what?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Fuck. I think I just remember when it could have happened.
I think we had like a drink night or something.
It might have been the night that we planned a little like birthday thing for Tammy, and then Tammy didn't show up.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That's what it was.
I was like, do I say this or no?
It's fine.
I fucking forgot about that.
We planned something for Tammy.
You had a whole ass cake for her.
Yes,
like,
and we ate the cake.
Yeah.
We ate that cake.
That cake was good.
But you know
it
what?
It was pretty good, yeah.
That night created this.
I do
this
think idea. It might have been that night, because that makes sense why we were there.
It was.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have many things at my mom's, because my mom is a little strict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were very litty, and ideas were just flowing, you know. I've had this idea, this podcast, in the back of my mind, but I was too afraid to kind of, like, even really say it. Because, like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it might not be for everybody, you know?
Right.
Like, it's hard for me to, like, open up in general.
Right.
Especially about, like, a creative idea. I'd be scared.
And I also be scared, which is why when the idea of the podcast came about, you guys were like, we should do it. And I was like, sure, but I don't want my family to hear it.
Yeah.
And then we were thinking of all
these
ways.
We're blocking all of you guys.
Yeah, we were thinking of all these ways to block people and shit. But now I'm just like
a little free.
I don't care.
It's fine.
I don't care anymore.
If you guys want the exclusive stuff, you gotta go to the Patreon. $20 a month.
$20 a month.
Tier one is $20.
$20.
Tier two is a little in case you guys didn't know. You know?
Yes. We are delusional. No.
We are DeLulu.
We forgot to mention that.
You guys could consider us DeLulu. I consider us master manifestors.
Okay? Because it does work.
This, no,
our
100%.
DeLulu-ness has gotten us here. Let's just say that. It started this.
Yes.
Right.
And 100%.
We're here. 100%. I just had to just stop fucking caring.
Yeah.
And become delusional. And I was like, you know what? Let's just fucking order the mics.
Yeah.
Let's just fucking
do this. And, like, to be fair, I feel like podcasting is a thing now. Like, you see it so often now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just, why not, you know?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Why fucking not?
Exactly.
I think we just, I know us.
I thought of, like, 100 reasons as to why not.
Yes.
But then I crossed them out. One by one.
We just overthink a lot, and we do think about the why we shouldn't.
Yeah, I had a lot of why nots.
But what if it's a success?
But like,
what if we enjoy it?
It'll work out.
No, you know what I always think about? Even because, like, when YouTube started, I always wanted to, like, do the vlog thing.
Uh-huh.
My whole life.
Me too.
And I was like, no, it's embarrassing. But also, I would love to have something for myself to look back on.
Yes, I love the idea of documenting.
Yeah,
memories.
Yeah. What podcast did I see? Oh, Steve-O.
Oh, yes, Steve-O. I love the way
Steve-O
he, like,
says
it.
That he like that to him. It makes him immortal to be like filming shit or like recording shit. And I thought that was so cool because I'm like, if I die, if I die soon,
And I have
like vlogs and shit.
Yeah.
That's so cool to look back at.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
something that's
so I gotta stop caring about what other people think.
Honestly, I would love to be a Twitch streamer.
Dude,
well then
do it. We will support you all the way.
I'll be your first follower.
Fuck it.
Your number one supporter.
I'm gonna be playing Animal Crossing all day.
And you know,
comment down below if you would support Cindy. Let's motivate her.
Hit a like.
I mean, you're halfway there. Now you have a mic. That's halfway.
Yeah.
I need a PC, though.
I don't know what else you need, but you're halfway there. You're halfway there, though.
You need a what?
A PC.
Well, you
like a gaming.
You can get one of those. No problem. We have about 15.
They're kind of expensive to, like, build and make.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stacey just texted us, you guys.
Is she okay? Following us?
It's a picture.
Oh, God. It's not Stacy texting us. It must be her boyfriend.
Oh, no. Why would he do that?
I mean, what? It's kind of funny. I mean, come on. It's not a bad
thing. I would be embarrassed.
It's funny. I'm not embarrassed by that.
I love her.
If it was me, I would be laughing.
I wouldn't want Carlos sending pictures to my...
It's not ugly. It's not ugly.
No, it's not. But, like, does she consent to that?
No, apparently. Absolutely not.
I wouldn't want Carlos sending that to people.
It's an ass shot. But it wasn't a full ass shot.
But again, Stacy. Like,
she doesn't give a fuck.
She don't care.
I'm sure he knows she doesn't care either.
Yeah.
If he's saying, like, look what you did to her or something?
No, it's just a photo. That's all it says.
Comment back. She spent her birthday the right way.
Like,
She did what she needed to do.
Yeah.
Poor girl. She's going to be very hungover tomorrow.
Literally.
Wait, there's a message that came in. That's what Melissa said. So today we went to brunch.
We went to brunch this morning. I was worried because... they have bottomless mimosas for $20.
$19.
That's a steal. One drink was like $19. So that's bottomless mimosas, $19. Come on now. I didn't do it, but I was given bottomless mimosas. A little bit here, a little bit there.
I wholeheartedly did those.
And we told ourselves.
Wholeheartedly hit.
We told ourselves, we're going to do the podcast after brunch. So we have to be what?
Responsible.
Were we responsible? No.
I was.
No, we did okay. I think.
We could have done a little better, but yes, we did.
We could have
okay.
done better, but there was a point where we were like, damn, bro, we are litty.
I blame the DJ. I don't blame the drink.
The DJ was so good, guys. The vibes were high.
The vibes were high. How does it go? The tide is high. The vibes were high. The music was popping. The drinks was flowing.
Like, Rosie and I could not sit still. We were like, okay, we were so hungry. We waited until brunch to eat.
Yes.
Food came out, and every time we were about to eat, it was like a new banger. We're like, fuck.
Dame más gasolina. And we're like,
gasolina. Back, throw it back. Yeah. Okay, one bite.
The service was kind of trash, though.
They took forever.
They did take forever.
But like I said, the music saved everything. It was there was a live DJ.
No, I know at one point I was like, I want a fucking order because I want to eat.
I told the guy.
We kept fucking drinking with nothing in our stomachs.
He came to take our drink order. And I was like, can I order food? He's like, I'm going to come back and order food. And I was like, I just want
to
order food
right
now.
Bro, and like, to be honest, like, the area we were in was quote unquote busy because mostly every table was full.
Those were the reservations.
But in like, is that what that is? Because like, in retrospect, like, the rest of the restaurants. had empty tables, so I'm like, bro, like, if you're like full on, how are you gonna like service these people? Because I want to say it was like 20 fucking minutes.
It might have been longer
between us,
honestly,
or maybe
like
30
minutes.
Like, the music distracted me, like, but not enough because my stomach was literally growling, and it took a long time for us to order, and then after we ordered, it took a long time for our food to come out. Granted, the food was good, but it did take
it was
a while.
Good. Very flavorful.
I kept saying the same thing. I'm like, it's taking a while, right? Like, I'm vibing to the music, but that shit took a while.
The music did help because we were vibing. We were vibing for sure.
Yeah.
And the drinks kept going.
The drinks was flowing, baby.
Yeah.
And we were like, podcast.
We're going to do the podcast, right? We're going to do the podcast, yes. Stacey was like, do you guys have everything set up? We're like... No,
fucking Stacy,
we were trying to make it here for your birthday.
Fucking Stacy, I would have thought you guys had everything set up by now. I'm like,
no,
we don't.
Here.
She said that like 3 times to me. I'm like,
no,
we don't. We came here for you. We could have stayed home and set everything up.
Do you
want to
sleep?
But did we flake?
No, I'm just kidding. We are
okay.
Here,
by the way, shout out to Stacy, our number one groupie. That's what she keeps calling. Or what is she referring to?
She follows us on Patreon.
Our number one supporter and
she
groupie.
Pays the highest tier on our Patreon.
We love you, Stacy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Stacy. She did the birthday thing. She got fucked up as she should, and she had a blast.
She took shots. She took a few shots.
That is correct.
She was partying with the other birthday boy. Like, she was vibing. Ultimate vibes.
Dude,
That other table was a fucking vibe.
Yeah, there was a table behind us vibing, like, barely, when we were barely getting our, like, drinks, so.
Dude, I want a BBL like that one girl. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. That was the
one that picked up your sweater.
No. Okay, to be honest, I didn't pay attention to the BBL.
It was a girl that had,
I saw the boobies, yeah, though. I turned around, and the titties was in my face, and I said, whoa.
Was it blue dress?
Oh, no, it was a white shirt. It was a white shirt.
Oh, dang. There's a chick in a blue dress.
I don't think I've seen the girl with the blue
titties
dress.
Titties looked voluptuous.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no. White shirt was voluptuous, too, on the titty area. Yeah. I literally turned, like, she went like this, like, oh, your fucking sweater fell, and I turned around.
Oh, it was still, like, the same back table?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if she was just passing by, no, or she was part of the table. But, like, the boobies was in my face, and I was like, whoa. But it was cool. It was nice.
You enjoyed the show.
I didn't complain.
Point is, we love BBLs.
Yeah. We support whatever makes you feel beautiful.
We support feeling.
Even though, like, I don't know if this is true, but I don't know, for some reason it popped up on, like, the TikTok, like, search bar when, like, you go to comments that, like, apparently BBLs smell like something.
Smell?
There's like a smell? Yeah,
there's a smell that comes with BBLs. But
what
I'm
do
like,
you mean?
I don't know. It just was like BBL smell. And I was like, is that a thing?
Okay, hold on.
Where do you smell the smell?
Like, yeah, like, that's what I want to know. Like, where is the, like, smell coming from? The, like, ass?
Like, some dudes report that, like, BBL smell, like, like something. But I couldn't search, like,
okay, wait.
It?
Ruben, like, fact check this.
what do BBL smell?
BBL smell, like you mean from the ass, or, like, yeah, does it come from their
skirt? Dude, I couldn't.
Ruben said that shit came up right away.
No, I don't think it's. I don't know. It just said BBL smell, but I don't know, like, what is the smell and where does the smell come from?
Is it smelling from their pores? Is it coming?
Oh, yeah. No, but it's not
that. I don't know. Is it maybe because, like.
If you know what we're talking about.
Is it coming from their sweat? Is it coming from their ass? Is it coming from their.
And what kind of smell is it? Musty?
Yeah, I don't know.
Green discharge. In F?
It says you could get an infection. Yeah. Ruben
yellow
says.
Or green discharge in what? That's important.
No, I don't know. I just think maybe.
I was about, like, to call out someone that I know that it has BBL, but I was like, no, let me not.
So BBL has a smell.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but for some reason my TikTok search bar said so.
If your BBL smells, comment down below. Who would love to know?
I'm gonna ask a few people.
We'll come back with more answers.
Just wondering what that's about. But would they know that their BBL smells, or it's the person they're with that would know the BBL smells?
Good questions.
Yeah,
they're very all good. Important questions.
Honestly, I'm gonna ask TikTok, because you're right, TikTok knows everything. You didn't say that, but that's what I got from
TikTok
that.
TikTok knows a lot, apparently. Even our information. No, I'm just kidding.
I love looking up shit on TikTok. All right. Shall we give a final rating?
Yes. Okay. We're going to go ahead and give a rating for the taste. And the presentation. And just overall.
And litness.
Litness. Well,
okay. I can only really talk about the grapefruit and the black cherry, which is what I had.
I had the grapefruit and the lime.
I had lime and black cherry. Oh, that's fine.
Ain't none of us had peach, so.
I know, so we can't speak
Ruben
on peach.
Can
but
review
Ruben
the
can
peach
say,
after.
Peach,
well, we could all
peach
take
is
a sip.
Really good.
We could all take a sip. There's one more.
Ruben's giving peach a 7.
We could open one up.
Yeah, we'll just take a little sip.
So what's your thoughts, Brie?
So, on the look of it, the design, I personally really like the actual bottle of it.
The actual can.
I visually love the can. This, like, pink red, like, thing.
The
love
color
it.
Combo is
the color
cute.
Combos. The peach, love it. I love the color combos all throughout it. I just don't really like the actual box.
Yeah, why does it look like that?
It makes me think. It does not look like seltzer. It doesn't look fun. It looks like
Coors Light. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It looks a little boring.
It looks like
it's giving boring.
No, it doesn't even look like a seltzer, like, brand. It
it's just
like a hardware
boring.
Store.
Like a hardware store.
Mm. It doesn't give it like a car brand or something, like Sprinter.
Why did they go with that color? It has nothing to do with any of the seltzers.
I kind of hate it. It's like
maybe if it was a lighter
I
blue.
I kind of hate it. Yeah.
If it was a lighter blue.
A lighter blue.
Like that.
A pastel would have been nice, yeah. honestly, if they did the color combo of the black cherry,
I would love that one.
This, I feel like it's hard to stand out. It took me forever to fucking find this. I could not see it for the life of me. It's hard. It's hard to stand out. For flavor. The presentation, I give it a 3 out of 10. Just because I really hate this, but I love this. Okay, maybe a 5. Let's give it half.
She went from 3 to 5 real quick.
5 out of 10, just because I really hate the box.
We hate the box. We like the cans.
What do we think about the name? I think we should rate Sprinter? The name as well. Honestly, when
on this one, we could rate the name, but we don't have to do this on everyone. Yeah,
we don't have to do all of it.
Because it's Kylie Jenner, so we're fucking rating the fuck out of her.
Yes. Yes. Sprinter?
I don't get it.
Honestly, I think that would have been an epic name for a energy drink. Because I'm trying to fucking sprint.
Right, or running shoes.
Or running shoes. Like, I was thinking of, like, marketing things that they could do with it. I was thinking, like, freaking, like, cycling thing where it says Sprinter would be cool if it was an energy drink.
That makes sense.
It's kind of confusing.
I don't know. Sprint to the good times.
Oh, we should read the back. Sprint to the good times. Say hello to Sprinter.
You know what's bold weird? And juicy. Like, do any of you guys watch Baddies or know of Baddies?
What do you mean by that?
Like the Seuss Network show.
Like Bad Girls Club?
Yeah. But, like, now some of those chicks have gone over to, like, Baddies.
I haven't seen it, but I don't know.
I just know, like, they fight a lot, and they go on these, like, vans, which I think they call Sprinters.
Oh!
And I think of that
Sprinter
now.
Van.
So, yeah.
Okay. You're right. We rented a Sprinter van for Coachella. That's what they're technically called. You're so
I don't know
right.
why I heard, when I heard of Sprinter, I automatically thought of Baddies.
Okay. Wait, that's
well, maybe that's where she was going.
That's a good correlation if that's the case.
But I'm thinking of Sprinter van.
Yeah.
So that's just giving, like, camping.
Yeah.
You're correlated with Baddies. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I was like,
I guess. If you correlate it with that,
it usually looks pretty sick. Like, with the color combinations that she picked.
The cans?
The actual cans.
The cans. Okay, let's give it a quick can rating. You said 5 out of 10?
Yes, I said 5 out of 10.
Or not can, but, like, visually. Wait, visual. Okay. 5 out of 10.
I think also.
That's my timer. Like
5 out of 10.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever. I'll give it a 4.
4? Okay.
I'll give it a 4. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's simple, sleek. It's nice, but it's, like, nothing special.
Correct.
With the taste, honestly, we'll give it a 10 out of 10. I genuinely like every... let's try the peach really quick.
Oh, yeah. Let's try the peach.
Before I make that judgment. Peach.
Maybe but might, I also maybe do... I really do enjoy the flavor.
Let's get this really quick.
It's smooth. It's light. What do we say? It's you need to get closer to your mic if you're going to say something.
Yes.
Really?
That's interesting.
Okay. Love that.
Wow.
They're smooth.
Wow.
Whoa, she just changed her whole mind. Wow.
This peach is really fucking good.
I'm going to pass it down.
I feel like sometimes peach, it's a hit or miss with drinks especially. That tastes like yogurt. Like, it's not heavy though. It's
yogurt.
Not heavy.
I don't like yogurt.
That peach yogurt, it's good.
Come on.
The grapefruit is definitely my preference.
I think my favorite is the black cherry.
Okay, yeah. The peach one is bomb.
The peach one's pretty good. I think the second peach is actually peach.
Is my favorite.
The peach is peachin'.
Yeah. Okay, so Ruben said it tastes like every other lime seltzer. He's right. Except for the part that I feel like it's not really seltzing.
That's why I like it, yeah.
It's not giving like the crisp, like, it's more flat. It's more calm.
Which I like. I appreciate that.
But it's good. Yeah. It's not a complaint for me, which usually that is, because when I'm reviewing seltzers, I'm like, this is not a real seltzer. I don't feel like this is a real seltzer.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to give taste 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
9 out of 10, because if it was seltzer-er, it would be a 10.
I love a seltzer, but I appreciate it when it's not too seltzery, because the bubbliness messes up my
And honestly, probably do like a 7 out of 10.
Okay. I'm tough on the seltzer part, because it's like, if you're going to call yourself a seltzer, then you should be a seltzer. Okay. So that's why it's a 9 for me,
let's
not a 10.
Let's do like a little recap. Presentation, I give a 5. Taste, I give a 10. The name...
Did we get very lit off of them? No. Right? Or I don't know. I would say no. What would you say?
I mean, I'm already kind of lit from the mimosas from
earlier. Yeah, they're today, just they're 4.5%. So I they're think they basic. Do the job. They're basic. They're 4.5. It's not like we're like totally like whoa.
Yeah.
But
you'll get there.
They're good.
I think we should do a recap.
Six out of 10 on litness.
For me, presentation was definitely 5. Taste, I'd say 7. I don't remember if I said
she's 6, 7. Being a hard grader.
I think we need that though, because
that's fine.
We need variation. We need
Everybody has different tastes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it depends on the flavor. I mean, if I'm going based off the grapefruit, I'd say that's definitely like a 9. Honestly,
we didn't try grapefruit.
Black cherry was like.
You tried grapefruit.
I'm tasting it right now. It's
that's
amazing.
Funny because I love black cherry.
I like black cherry too, but
peach. To me, peach was the best one. If we're going off peach, I'll give it a 9 out of 10. The rest are maybe an 8 out of 10 on flavor.
I guess if you go in general.
In general, I don't know. It's pretty good.
The 7 out of 10.
She's sticking with 7.
Okay. Nice.
Presentation is whatever. That's what I say.
I like the cup's presentation. I just don't like the box.
But, like, it's also very simple.
It's simple, but I think in the best way possible.
It works.
It's Kylie Jenner style, because she's very, like, simplistic. Sleek. Yeah. It's fine.
Overall litness.
I guess it's hard to tell.
I feel like an 8 out of 10. As you're going to be drinking them, you'll get
it's hard to tell.
It's less 0.5% less than the average seltzer, right?
You'll get lit.
I think we should rate one more thing.
What?
This fucking thing was $24.
For how many?
8.
0 out of 10 on the price.
0 out of 10 out of the price. That's the only complete.
Wait, what?
$24.
For 8. How much is that per one? I can't figure that out.
24 divided by 8.
Oh, I can't figure that
out. Wait, no, that's so easy. It is.
Is it? It's 3.
$3?
I mean, that's not that bad.
But usually, like, wait. But usually for 8-pack, it's less, right?
No, definitely too expensive. But I think I might have hit the camera.
Can you check the camera?
It's fine. Was that from a liquor store?
Yes.
Because usually the price goes up
on online that. Was 24 as well.
Okay, yeah, that's expensive for an 8-pack.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I'm going to give it a 1 on price.
It's good, but it's too much on the pricier side. Like, if you're going to do expensive, just stick 20 flat. Like, why you want to go 24?
If I had to choose between, like, paying $24 for an 8-pack or, like, $23 for a 12-pack, I'm going to get the 12-pack.
No, yeah.
It was nice. You know what we should have done? Or maybe on another one? We already tried the Snoop Dogg. What was that one called?
We tried one flavor, though.
I think we should try the other flavors.
Yeah. I don't know.
Same situation. It was, like, good, but it was expensive.
If you have any, like, seltzers or alcohol, like, recommendations, let us know.
Yes.
We're down to try anything. Don't waste your money. Let us waste
And also,
your money.
We're going to head to Louis Liquor.
Yes.
And we'll find something great to try there.
Hopefully we get sponsored by them soon.
Shout out to Louis Liquor.
Lucy, do you want to sponsor us?
I haven't been there in, like, probably a year.
But we're going to have to
But
go.
We're going back.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Did you have something you want to say, Cindy, or you're good? She's yawning.
It went.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of, like, a cool slogan. Like, let us review it before you. I don't know.
Let us review it before you.
Try
no,
it.
I was going to say let us try it before you
waste your buck. No, but, we need to make it rhyme.
No, but that's been done before.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, we just need to come up with this. Oh! Let us try it before you buy it.
Let us try it before you exist? Buy it.
Let us know.
Let us try it before you buy it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yay. Yeah, let's do that.
I feel like it would be pretty cool to try, like, celebrity, like, drinks as well. Because we could do the next one, like.
What is that liquor that The Rock made?
Oh, I don't know.
I have because Mitchie loves that one.
Really? We should try it.
And I don't like it. What is it?
Oh, really?
Tar or something?
I've never.
What the fuck is that one called? Ruben?
Ruben's
on
it.
He's like.
Ruben's on it. I've heard that he's made a drink, but I
It's with a tea, right?
What kind of liquor is it?
I just see Ruben.
He's trying so hard. Oh, you're going to make me pee.
No, I literally have to pee. We need to end this really quickly. What the fuck is it called?
Don't make me laugh. The Wi-Fi's a problem.
I could probably Google it faster than you. Okay, who cares? We'll talk about it later.
So. Yeah. Yeah, just okay. Comment below.
It's all right. Tequila, no? Yeah, isn't it like Teremana. Teremana. Something like that. Wow. George Clooney also has his own liquor.
Okay, we could definitely do like a celebrity edition.
We definitely could do that.
Drinks.
Oh my gosh. Little Wayne has a liquor? Okay. I didn't know that.
We gotta try him out. Oh!
What?
Oh, yes! Yes,
A$AP okay. Rocky? Yeah. I know Nicki Minaj.
No way, Nicki?
Yeah.
Oh, Kendall.
818.
I like the bottle.
No.
Because of 8.
It's disgusting.
I heard it's disgusting, yeah.
So the I'm a little scared. 818 tequila is very bad. I really have to pee, so let's end this.
All right, guys. We're going to wrap it up. This is our first episode. Done.
In the bag.
Yes, one of many.
Very scary, but also very exciting.
Yeah, just work with us, guys. Like, we're
11-11.
Make a wish.
It's literally 11-11.
Let's pray. Not pray, but like.
Let us pray. Okay, yeah, that was actually amazing.
That was
the perfect timing. The timing is immaculate.
Yes, March 23rd, the start of a brand new adventure.
Yes. To my 5 followers. No, I'm just kidding.
5 million.
5 million followers. Thank you, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you in a week. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, we're going to start every 2 weeks just so we can learn. How are we going to figure this out, you know?
We're learning.
We are learning. And
come on, what?
And our next episode is going to be about Coachella, all things Coachella. Our last year experience, we dealt with a huge, crazy adventure. And
also our advice for next year.
Yes, a lot of advice, a lot of camping advice if you are going. So stay tuned for that.
See you later.
Bye.
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 Peace.